disclaimer, this podcast might contain some profanity, so if that's not your thing, then you've been advised. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Naya, and you're listening to Making Waves. Fortunately so, all the other hosts quit, so luckily for you all, you get me! In all seriousness, though, I will be taking the reins for today's episode, as I have some very special guests with me, people who I consider to be my friends turned family. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and folks, the Pacific Islander Association!
Don't hurt them!
Okay, so for those of you who don't know already, my name is Naya. I'm a junior here at Oregon State. I work at the APCC as a community relations representative, also as host to Making Waves, and in my free time, I serve as president to the Pacific Islander Association. Not quite sure how that happened, but hey, let's fake it till you make it, right? Today, joining me are members of PS Officer Board, club members, and my fellow leadership liaison at the APCC. We plan on giving you a little insider information on what's it like being a Pacific Islander student at OSU, and more importantly, maintaining that title given all the mountainous terrain, obstacles, and challenges that just seem to get in the way. Today we have
Moani,
McKenna,
Araya,
Furlan.
So as a preface, we will be using some acronyms today for the sake of convenience. First one being PI, which is short for Pacific Islander, if you didn't know already. And secondly, PIA, which is the Pacific Islander Association. So I think without further ado, we can just jump into it. So maybe you guys can kind of just share a little bit about who you are, where you're coming from, and where you fall under the PI umbrella term.
My name is Furlan Camacho. I am a Chamorro from the island of Saipan. I am a first-generation student, third year here at OSU, majoring in animal science with the pre-veterinary option. And I am this year's Pacifica Fest coordinator for the Pacific Islands Association, or PIA.
Let's go. Hi, everybody. Aloha. My name is Moani Tiareatai. I come from a little valley called Waihe'e on the island of Maui. I am Native Hawaiian. And yeah, I'm here at OSU for my second year studying environmental science, or aloha aina. So, pretty sick.
Hi, I'm McKenna. I'm a freshman here at Oregon State. I'm a major in psych, minor in bio. I'm from the island of Hawaii, from Hilo, and I'm a PIA club member.
Hi, my name is Araya Willis. I'm a second year English and education major here at OSU. I'm from the island of Oahu, and under the PI umbrella, I am Samoan.
Period. We have a pretty diverse spread here today. So I guess the next question would be, is what brought you guys here? I mean, out of all places, Corvallis, Oregon. Yay, Corvallis, yes. Oregon.
Corvallis is crazy.
Corvegas, my ass. Ain't nothing. I mean, let me stop. Furlan looked at me. Furlan looked at me like he's in. Why? Wait, what brought you here, Furlan?
What did?
What brought me here?
First and foremost, the veterinary program here. I am hoping I get into the vet school here because I've already established myself here, and I'm very intact with the community here, and I love supporting y'all. And as a graduate student in vet school, I would still like to be very much involved with the future generation of PIA if possible. Brain. You know, but yeah, you know, it just provided me better opportunities than some school down under, you know.
What school down under? Name it.
Just like quack quack. Yeah, that was one of my schools that I got in, and you know, OSU just, you know, it hit different.
It's just better. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might be
also cheaper. So.
Right?
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Yeah, I also got into the quack quack school, but as we all know, $80,000 is kind of crazy for tuition, but that's just in general. Tuition is getting up there, guys. It's a wild ride.
Like, was Oregon State like your first choice? Like, just growing up, you're like, I'm going to Oregon State. Corvallis, Oregon.
Honestly, Corvallis. I like, for as, it's funny because, like, even though my mom is, you know, like a school counselor, and like she talked to us a lot about like, you're going to college and you're doing post high stuff, I honestly had no idea where I wanted to go. I was like, but I kind of was like not forced, I wanted to go out of state, but like my grandma was like, hell no, you are not staying in state, like I don't care what you say. So that's just like the, you know, tutu in her that's like, no, I want my kids to go off and like experience life somewhere else. So yeah, I mean, I only applied to five schools, two of those being in state, and even though I knew I wasn't going to go there, but, you know, and then the other three being three schools in Oregon, I don't know, I definitely didn't want to go far to the east, but I wanted to be somewhere where I could at least touch ocean, and Washington's too cold, California's too dirty. California. No offense, die, but... Yeah, so I kind of was like, okay, Oregon's a good middle ground. So, I don't know. In the end, it was between UO and OSU. And number one, UO didn't have my major, so that kind of helped my decision. But on the other hand, I mean, it's a beautiful campus. It's a beautiful town.
It's walkable.
It's walkable.
UO could never.
Yeah, they really could never. Oh, my gosh. That past weekend.
Yeah.
My legs hurt after that. Yeah, no. It was, an experience.
Love that. Love that for you. We're happy to have you here. McKenna?
Well, on the topic of UO, we actually just beat them last weekend at the tournament.
Not even surprised.
Let's go. Orange team. Let's go. Volleyball club. Hey. But let's see. I chose OSU because they gave me a lot of money. Pretty lit. And also, like, I came and visited with my school, and it was just, like, really cute. There was volleyball courts, and I was like, oh, volleyball. And that was also, like, what enticed me to come. But yeah, I also didn't really apply to that much schools, only on the West Coast, because I don't want to go far away from home.
Mm-hmm. Like, not too far.
Not too far.
Far I'm enough, though. Buddy.
Yeah.
For me, I have a very different one experience, because growing up, I don't know why, but every single person I knew that went to college or like knew anything about college would always just say Oregon State. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll go there because that's the only one I know. So I really did only know that college. So I was like, I went into my college like preparation journey thinking I could only apply there and I'll just go there, like it would be cool. But my dad was like, no, that's actually not how it works. Like, you got to do like a couple few because you probably won't get in there. Like, or not probably, but you might not get in there. So I did the same thing. I only like applied to like three other colleges, and it was like Eastern Oregon and like Western Washington. So I was not trying to go too far either. But yeah, my reason for being here is just because I just heard about it. So I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like we're all coming from different places. U of O seems to be a common occurrence. Besides that, though, I guess for me, what brought me to OSU was just family connections. I kind of mentioned this in the first episode, where I just had family members that had come here. I was kind of familiar with Corvallis. I thought the campus was beautiful. And I was like, I just don't see myself anywhere else but here. Now that I'm here, things have changed a little bit, but I also just don't see myself anywhere else but here. Okay, we can jump into our next question too. So, is this what you expected? If not, what surprised you the most? So, being here in school. So, maybe you guys can kind of just get into like what your expectations were when you got to school, and then like kind of just like how it is now. If it's better than you expected, or if it's kind of like, like womp womp. So, yeah. So, whoever wants to go first.
I can start us off because I really did not come into college with a good mindset, I won't lie. My whole life I've been, this sounds terrible, but I've been a little bit anti-mainland. I feel like that's like pretty common amongst us, like islanders.
We do have three people from Hawaii here and only one mainlander, bro. Yeah. So I guess I identify as a mainlander, which is kind of embarrassing. No. I feel like I'm gonna get so much hate.
No, but are accepting of all of our people.
Yeah. I feel like the term mainlander, or like, I feel like Haole too is another way to put it as well. It's like, it's not that like, I hate the continental U.S., which like,
I do, but
I mean, actually, why do I say that? Because maybe sometimes I do, but like, no, it's more of just like, there's certain people that have certain mindsets, and that's definitely not reflective of like our experience as PIs. So like, preface this by saying, when we say mainlander or like are talking stuff like that, it's more of like a perspective and more of a ideological kind of way of thinking of it. Just be like, you know, their values are not the same as ours sometimes. Like, but even though it's, you know, we live in different places, like I feel like life in Hawaii, it's one thing, but the more important part is like life as a PI. That's really like where kind of at least my thoughts are coming from. But interesting. Yeah. Don't worry, Nai, we love you.
Love y'all too.
No. You're the exception.
Y'all just saying that because y'all finna talk so much shit, huh?
No.
So anyways, never. People from LA, I swear. Like,
but yeah, I don't know. Growing up in Hawaii, I wasn't that like open-minded to the mainland, so I never really wanted to come here. But my dad really told me, he was like, Rhea, you need to understand, like, there's life outside of this island. Mm-hmm. There's life outside of Eva Beach. But I'm like, no, there's not. Like, there's nothing outside
these walls. Eva Beach, what are you talking about?
I have everything I need. There's Ross here. I'm done.
Like, there's that's Fulan. All. Like, come on.
I'm good. But no, he ate with that. Like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like, when I came here, I was like, no, I literally can't with the mainland. Oregon is terrible. But then I was like, woke up in my dorm room and I was like, why is this kind of cute? Like, there's, like, trees. Like, the leaves are changing outside. Like, that's gorgeous. Haven't really seen that like that before. And honestly, just, like, being able to be out here in a state far from my parents, as tragic as it is for my heart, necessary for my growth and for me to understand, like, independence and also what it's like to be out here as an Islander girl.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
Damn. I definitely can relate. Like, I know anybody that follows me on TikTok gets sick and tired of my reposts because it's all like homesick, 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 homesick. It's like me reposting stuff. Like, damn, I miss going to the beach, or like, oh my gosh, I miss going. Bro, all my friends are like sending me Instagram posts of all like the concerts I'm missing, and quite literally, the FOMO is real. Like, the FOMO is so real. I'm sorry, I do not have enough money to travel 2,500 miles back home every other weekend. If I could, I would, but
I don't.
I know.
If anybody wants, speaking of that, if anybody wants to give me like standby pass or like a buddy pass, please let me know. It would be very much appreciated.
As PI, they are taken up. You know how it is.
Right, yes. All the PIs the family, be on it.
The family is on it.
So it's not what you guys expected, is what I'm hearing.
It was even better for me.
It's a lot better. I'm having a lot
really?
Of fun.
Really?
Ah, yeah. Dude, I don't know what I was expecting. Okay, so I'm from Big Island, and low-key, there's nothing really to do there except go to Target and, like, the beach. So I kind of always wanted to get off the rock, and now I'm here. I'm also only a freshman, so I only had one term so far. But last term, it was a lot of just, like, finding my own way, finding, like, where I belong on campus. And this campus is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wild. So... But now I went back for spring break and or winter break, my bad, and then came back here and I kind of like found my space and I'm having a lot of fun, meeting more people, meeting you guys, Pia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
We love to have you.
It's definitely like once you get over that first term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's that first term was rough, guys. I swear, like. Mm-hmm. Every week, I'm just like, I want to go home. So
no,
bad.
Like, and having to like fight that battle of like, I want to go home, and then you see all your family members or your friends posting back home, and it's just like, I can really hop on a flight right now.
No, like, because I did. Like, not gonna lie,
I did hop on a flight.
Yeah, my nephew. It was his like because like first baby luau's are huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big part of our culture. Is you know you want to celebrate like the birthdays
baby's
and
first.
Yeah, baby's first, guys, and yeah, that really because his birthday was in October. I was like. Ain't only I'm missing this baby who I literally watched grow up. I'm like, I prepped all this luau and it's all in the freezer. Like, I did all this work for his luau and I'm not even gonna be there. And then it came like 3 days before and I was like checking flights. I was like, oh, what if? And then flights were kind of cheap. So I kind of just
why
like,
the hell not?
I was like, so mom, how do you feel about picking me up right after work? And she was like,
I'll be there.
I mean,
I guess.
I guess. Like, she's like, do you have a choice? It's not like you can catch an Uber. There's all of two on Maui. So, yeah, that definitely was something that I don't regret doing. But the tickets, the $300, $400 tickets add up after a while. You can't go home, guys. But that's why it's like after that first term, I really like tried to find a community. And not just that, but like come to terms with. Girl, you're gonna be here for the next 4 years. Like, you might as well enjoy it. Like, don't just sit in your room being like, I wish, I wish, I wish. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Not to, like, kill, like, your perspective on that, but I wish I had $300 tickets, to be honest.
Yeah.
Back home, $3,000 round trip.
Damn.
Cut the cameras.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cut the cameras. Like...
That pays for at least two or three classes already. Like, it's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah.
So, and then 24-hour flight Bruh. Yep.
No, thank
don't
you.
Don't worry, Flan. I'll see you there one day.
I yep. leave one Please. Day, and then by the time I get back home, it's like 2 days ahead. I'm like, I skipped a day. Yeah. The time difference is crazy.
I'm trying to go. Can we all go to Saipan?
Yeah. Please. Trying to
like,
AP of retreat.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'll show you all the spots. None of the tourist things, you know.
Mm-hmm. We trying don't to like do that around here.
No. We're not into that.
Only local kind.
Yep. Only local. Secret spots. No geotagging.
I guess I didn't know what to expect at all. Okay, so I spent my whole life back in the island. Okay, I was only born here in Salem, Oregon, and I moved back when I was only 4 months. So I guess that ties into the whole experience of wanting to experience Oregon. But yeah, spend most of my life back in the islands, and I basically just that was the only experiences I had. None of them were outside. I didn't really do much traveling besides Japan and Guam. Those are the only places I've ever been to before college, and so I didn't understand like the feeling of coming into a PWI, being a first generation student, and just like navigating through college. Okay, so like education is just a big thing in my family, and that was the only thing I would be focusing on, you know. And just I thought I was just gonna come to college, keep my head down, not really make any friends, probably join a club or two, but like, you know, just bide my time and just get my degree, because like I just wanted to fast track getting into vet school. That was my whole expectation coming into college. And yeah, and then it became a different story once I turned into the LSAM program. I thought I was just getting a free tour before the term started. And yeah, I thought it was just like, oh yeah, I get to see the campus before everybody else shows up. So like that was nice. But then it was such an immersive program, and it was very good. I think it's beneficial for other Pacific Islanders too. Like I'm trying to advocate for the program too, kind of doing that right now. But like, yeah, it was like a very good program for me because I had a mentor, and like all of these different resources that we were exposed to sort of like helped me and sort of like guided my journey here. So like that LSAM, I owe everything to LSAM. That's why I'm like a peer mentor this year and 2 years running. And yeah, because it helped me get a job at the cultural center. It got me into my research lab. It's just basically been a part of my college life every step of the way. And I'm grateful for this program. Aside from that, it's just like when I first came here, I didn't think much about like my PI identity, and it's just like I'm just a student. But then like, you know, when you start to get homesick, you want that sense of belonging. So like I started realizing all the like this marginalizations between our community, you know, like Pacific Islanders are the most underrepresented minorities already. That just sort of bothered me, you know, like, and then I just like took it upon myself like, well, I don't really see much people doing advocating for Pacific Islanders, you know, like not much of our voices are being heard. So like that was just something I wanted to do. It was like so I could enjoy my own college experience, you know, like I'm doing all of these things just so I can be happy. And it's like sucks that these things aren't done for us already. Like so much of the work that we are doing are majority student led, and it's just like disheartening sometimes that more upper people in the university don't really like directly have any part in this like sort of stuff, you know. So that's my take on like my expectations versus like my realization of like when I'm actually here now, you know, like the reality of it just sucks sometimes.
Yeah, and it's even like even what we do have already, sometimes it's not exactly the best thing that could have happened. And like I know there was like one experience that did happen at the beginning of the year, which it was
you can go into it, bro.
So
make some waves.
So yeah, if we're gonna make some waves here, you know, once again, I'm from Maui, and I'm a crew member on one of our sailing canoes back home. And so I spent a lot of time in Lahaina because that's where we're based out of. And if you've been keeping up with the news, which it's kind of hard not to these days, we did have the Lahaina fires that happened in August, and after that, the Pacific Islander Task Force, love you guys so much. You guys are the best. They really wanted to see some sort of, not just recognition, but support of this tragedy that happened. And so they were like, hey OSU, you know, you have these news briefs, you have these releases going on. You know, everybody gets these emails for random things. You know, we have just events that are coming up or other
Pac-12
current events.
Updates. We get Pac-12
we get
updates,
Pac-12 like, updates every week. I'm like, okay, bro, you send out an email saying that nothing has happened. Like, okay. Anyways, so yeah, they were like, hey, maybe you should kind of send an email about this. This is kind of something huge that happened. Hundreds of people lost their lives and a lot of, you know, families and students who go to OSU were affected by it. Like, I know, like, I was affected by it a little bit, and there are a lot of Lahaina students as well that go here that were also affected by it. And there was radio silence. The task force didn't get to hear back. There was, you know, no say from OSU as to be like, okay, sure, we will, or nothing. So they were like, okay, interesting. Because that's what the task force is there for. It's there to advocate for our voices as staff members and as faculty. And they're there also to be consults for situations like these where, hey, we need to say something. This is what we should say. And there was none of that. And then all of a sudden, and here's the thing too, only some Hawaii students got the email. Like, not all Maui students, not all Hawaii students, not even all Lahaina students. And it was only a very select, like, I don't know how they choose it, but it was like only a small percentage.
It was if your address was there. But there's students that are here that maybe have attended school for like the past 2 years that have changed. Like, you know, their residence is here now.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but I do know there were some Hawaii kids that didn't get it. So I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know. You don't need to check your spam, like your spam, maybe. But
like, why am I trying to come up with ways to defend you guys as to why, or like the ways that they're trying to defend what happened?
Yeah, and the thing is too, is like the email that was sent out, it was like, it's sent out to only Hawaii students. And it's like, if you haven't heard about the tragedy, this is what happened. I think some of it was like, oh, here's some support systems and stuff. Yes. Like, yeah, here's like a list of five links of things. And then I think at the bottom was like ways to support. It's like, oh, funny, because you're sending out ways to support for the exact people that need the support, aka like, why am I about to go and
donate to
my own GoFundMe? Like, yeah, so that was kind of a shocker. Like, wow, thanks so much for the support. But I guess I'll take the Pac-2 updates once in a while. And yeah, that was definitely like a very disheartening experience, because it's like, you know, I understand where your heart might be in the, oh yeah, we need to address this, but that's what we're here for. That's what TOI is here for. That's what PIA is here for. Like, that's what the task force is. And not just for issues and events like this, but for any sort of event that's happening. Like, that's what we as the students and as faculty are here for. You're meant to lean on us. And yeah, so I don't know, it's kind of, hey besties, you know, if we want improvement to happen, we're here for that. Maybe sort of ask us. We're open.
No, and you know what? I feel like when the university looks at demographics, it's easy to say, oh, well, there's only a small number of them, so they don't need that much support. But it's the exact opposite. Because it's small numbers, we need extra support. We need massive support. You know what I'm saying? Just because we don't have enough people does not equate that we need less than resources. It's the total opposite. No, it's exactly what you said. The email that they sent, the lack thereof in the beginning was crazy. But then to follow up with something that was like, dear Hawaiian student, just because people are geographically located there,
it doesn't mean
is crazy.
Yeah, and also too, it was like, you know, maybe this should have been sent out 3 weeks ago, because it was sent out like early September. So like after a month, like, it's literally been a month since the fires. Like, so many people that used to live in Lahaina, now, like, a bunch of my friends and family, like, they already moved. Utah, Washington, New Mexico, Arizona, Oregon, you know, or other islands. Like, they're not even in Lahaina anymore at that point. Like, who knows? I know some students, like, didn't come back to OSU, or they came back late. And you know, at that point too, okay, they had to change their residency. So watch, I bet they didn't even get the, you know, it's very, like I said, it's just disheartening. I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it's hurtful, but actually it is. It is hurtful. Not just to, you know, residents of Lahaina, not just to residents of Maui or Hawaii, but to other minority communities as well. It's like, okay, so if this happened for one community, who's to say that it won't happen again? And that's where I think that it's important for us and for OSU to realize that, you know, if you're going to have these organizations and these centers, you need to rely on us. You need to build that trust. You need to communicate with us. Because if not, then, like, not to say what, but, like, what's the point, mm-hmm. in a way?
Yeah. And they tokenize, like, our demographic so much. Like, oh, we have Pacific Islanders on our football team. Like, you know, like, yeah. they celebrate diversity. Like, we're when they need they it. Reckon, like, yes. you know, OSU just tries to advertise itself as a diverse, very diverse school. And despite still being a PWI, I don't know mm-hmm. why there aren't more brown people. But, you know, and it's sort of like, yeah, you're tokening us. So, like, and, like, you're putting us on the spotlight. Like, we're your diversity shot here for the papers, you know, to look good. You know, your PR just... all mm-hmm. positive and stuff, but they, like, you don't build on the negative, you don't, like, fix it, mm-hmm. and you don't, like, yeah, I'm trying not to cuss here, you like, you don't, like, you don't talk to us, you don't, like, sort of, like, help us in, like, a great amount, like, you know, like, for example, like, the cultural centers, why is it the only student fee funded, you know, mm-hmm. that all, like, our student fees are incidental fees, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like, you can correct me later, but, like, I'm pretty sure, 98% for sure, like, that all, like, the DCE sees all of the student engagement stuff were student fee funded. None of them come from other, like, mm-hmm. department budgets department. Of, yeah. like, you know. Like,
all the government, because we're a state school.
So we got to fund, like, ourselves again?
Yeah, like, continuously.
So,
yeah.
I'm paying my own salary. I'm paying for, like, you know, like... I'm paying for my own events. Like, this just is ridiculous, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it, you know?
No,
like,
make you, it make
you
sense.
Need us, you want us.
You can't but then pick and choose.
You no. can barely make things happen for us.
Heavy on that. Yeah. Don't pick and choose, like, when you need us.
You want to tokenize us for our athletic abilities, but you don't want to award us for academic.
How about my academic successes? I went to math today.
Yep.
And now I'm here. Please celebrate it, because, girl. But no, for real. Like, actually, though.
No, it's, yeah, it's, like, so, also, like, I don't know, maybe some more financial aid would be really amazing. Just a thought, like, please. You know, seriously. Please, come on, I beg you. Especially because that's another thing, is, like, a lot of people, a lot of PI can't afford to go to post-high programs like this. Like, whether it's mm-hmm. trade school or a university or a college. And even when they can, like, maybe it's only the first year or whatever, it's, like, cast versus enough scholarships, like, scholarships is my best friend. As much as, like, they kill me, they are my best friend, because that's the only reason why I'm here right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful for that, but then at the same time, I'm like, look at all these other students that still can't afford to go to school. Mm-hmm. And I only have, like, you know, just my little brother, and so it's kind of like, I have a lot of cousins, but as far as, like, my immediate family, I don't have a lot of siblings. So, like, for I know you guys have a lot of siblings, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. How many?
I only have four.
Only four?
Just,
like,
just a small, just, like, just light, four, light amount. You know?
Mm-hmm. Four times two.
What about you?
Yeah. I have three younger sisters. I'm the oldest boy. So okay. A lot of, like, family mm-hmm. pressure, too, like, yeah. on me, like, in college, too.
Yeah.
That's an additional burden on me.
No, yeah. I feel like as the older siblings, we're definitely, like, the lab rats for everything. Like, yeah, like, well, like, it's
a lot of burden is what it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah, we older siblings, we went to war for you younger yep, siblings. Yep. So you better appreciate that.
Appreciate
you
us.
Better appreciate
Damn,
it.
As a younger sibling, I would like to say, uh-huh. no, because I'm going to say it. I was the first to go to a big university like this and stay, sadly, but I'm happy I'm here. But, girl, it's hard for us, too. We are here as well.
Yeah.
And I'm here for you. If you're a younger sibling and you're in college, girl, I'm here for you.
Okay, yeah. But there's, like, okay, I still grew up with, like, traditional disciplinary methods. So, let's... let's just say, like, when I see my younger siblings or, like, any younger cousins just, like, you know, talking back, to their parents, I'm like,
my gosh.
Are you going to hit them? You know? Okay. Like, and that's already internalized.
Can we talk about
no,
that?
Exactly.
That's a
it
thing
is crazy.
That I have come to Oregon and realized, like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, people are just very, like, different. As we have said before, people mm-hmm. are different wherever you mm-hmm. go.
But cancel,
like,
culture.
In a way.
Yeah.
Number one.
Cool. Because no, I see some kids act up with their parents, not just here, but, like, even back home, and, like, how like my cousin's kids act up, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, if you were my kid,
come here,
can I talk to you in like the back room?
Let's go to the bathroom real quick.
You wanna go to the bathroom right now?
Just like,
no,
if y'all didn't see that, Wani just hit for lawn.
Oh, no. Okay, but
wait, one, two,
bruh. It's not even like the actual punishment that scares you. It's like when you, like, for example, you're out or like, you know, like a family gathering, and then it's the look and the anticipation.
Oh my god,
until you get home, you're like so much anxiety, you're shaking in the car, you're like holding your hands.
You know what's even worse is when it doesn't happen, and so you're just waiting. You're like, Oh my god, you thought I forgot? I know, exactly. It's like, I'm like, wait. So like, they didn't say anything. I'm like, they didn't say anything last night. Like, oh my gosh, what if she forgot? I get home from school. She's like, we've been waiting for you, Moni.
I'm like, sit down right here. I'm like, no, please, I gotta go.
Yes. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, mom. I have to go to paddling practice. Like, oh my god, that's so crazy. Sorry.
It really kills the mood. Oh, right. Because, like, you're like, I'm like, sometimes I remember, like, I'm happy, you know, and then I hear my dad, and you're like, come sit down. I'm like, oh.
No.
I'm like, and then my whole life, bawling. Since just I'm like, probably like since I was just born, runs through my mind, like, like thinking of every single thing I did. I'm like, what am I going to do?
All right, guys, I think it's time for us to put our listeners onto some fire PI music. So, what's your favorite PI artist or performer and song?
We got the playlist out.
My 3 day long play. Oh, 56 hours and 46 minutes.
Hours is wild.
Let me just tell you, this playlist has not been updated in over a year. So, just imagine how much more music is supposed to be on this playlist, guys. Like, this is my pride and joy. Quite literally.
This is your home away from home.
Yes. Do not hate on me for being an Apple Music user, because I really don't care.
Loki sent me the link, though.
Hey, okay, drop wait, the after, link. Yeah, share yeah. the pot.
I got you. I got you. Definitely somebody else go first, because I'm about to scroll through my playlist. So.
Dang.
I'm looking too.
Okay, I already know mine off the top of my head, because I'm a fan like that. Number one, for the oldies, the classic Samoan group, The Five Stars. Mm-hmm, whenever I hear that, I just think about my mom and listening to my sweetheart. My favorite song ever, by The Five Stars. For a more newer artist, Poe Jackson, the one and only. My favorite song by him, okay, it is Sasa You Tonight, but that's just because I'm like that. But also, Yali Gam's The Remix, best song ever. Honestly, YouTube it. They don't got it on Spotify because it's that good. So you gotta YouTube it.
No, you will really find the fire ones on YouTube, though. That's how you know it's really good. Mm-hmm. I think one of mine is... this. Okay, let me just say, it's not my favorite, but, like, it popped up at the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Is It Is What It Is, Irie Love and Fiji. Mm-hmm. Go crazy! Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what about you, Falon?
Old school is... my favorite song probably is... it's called Belau Style. It's a Palawan song by Tamara. Very nice song. It just talks about the rock islands and just, you know, the island vibes, really. And it's just like something my aunt, one of my favorite aunties who passed away like in 2019, like used to karaoke that song a lot. So like that really holds some hardcore memories for me. Mm-hmm. And then for like newer artists, I'll tell you about some one underrated artist, Tanel. Okay, have you ever
heard of
Tanel?
Oh my gosh,
okay?
Tanel.
Yes.
Oh my
god. Flavor by Tanel.
Should we bring her from Pacifica Fest?
Yay!
Okay, then we gotta do hella fundraisers.
Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. Hella fundraisers.
I'm gonna be making musubi. Shoot.
We're gonna be in there. Like, were you gonna talk about Tanel? Like,
Tanel, period. Yeah. You know, I don't even need to name a specific song. It's just Tanel. All the songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. If you know, you know. So let me go through my list right now. Okay, so if we're talking about, like, obviously I'm a reggae girl through and through. So Bob, number one as always. Okay, I have to put him one.
Okay, Bob.
But if I'm gonna be talking about more of like our PI communities, let's travel to Aotearoa first. So we've got some Catch a Fire. Okay, one and only. Love them. I saw them this past summer. Bro, let me just say it was so good. But my favorite concert that I've been to so far, still yet, Steel Pulse. They're another real good
Shut
one.
Shut up, you went?
Yes, they came to Maui.
No.
That was my best. My mom was like, they're still kicking it. Like, wow, are they even gonna be that good? Because literally, no, because my mom has a mixtape that I literally like use. Aww. It's a because my mom was a DJ in college, and she has like her college reggae mixtape, and it has like Steel Pulse on it. Okay. And she's like, are they still kicking it? I'm like, but of course. And I go, I'm like, that was the best concert I've ever been to. Like, it was so good.
Bro, did they sing Your House?
Bro, they sang all of it. I have videos of me and my friends just like screaming, like, hey, yeah! It's like completely off key, but that's besides the point. Then if we're coming back to Hawaii, there's also Lab. Oh, they're so good, guys. If you ever hear Lab, bro, let me just tell you. But then of course, I had to talk about The Green. The Green. JP or Caleb, guys, if you guys are watching this, love you. They went to high school, my brother.
Come to OSU.
I know, come to Hawaii, or, and not just Hawaii, but come to Oregon, you know? You know, I know you came last year, but it doesn't hurt to come again. So, yeah, The Green is a good one. I also love, like, my new fave genres right now is more of, like, Olalo Hawaii reggae. Okay. So you have to throw in some, like, Kaikana Scanlan, some Ikaka Mai, and some Kavika Spili inside of there. But 10 out of 10, gotta go back to the Maui Hana Roots and Creation. I don't think anybody here has heard of them before. Even you, I don't think you've heard of them.
I don't think so.
Bro, Roots and Creation is shit recently. Like, oh my gosh.
So needless to say, I think Moani can put you on.
Yeah, so that's gonna be my next initiative, right, guys? We're gonna do like a whole playlist, PI playlists, you know?
Let's do a dance.
Takeover. Yep, we're gonna do that. Okay, guys, it's on the agenda.
All right, McKenna.
Here we go. So I got some Anuhea. Oh,
don't hurt Anuhea. The classic.
She's also besties with The Green.
Mm-hmm, yep. I know. Anuhea, The Green. Also Kimi A Minor.
She's also besties with The Green. I kid you not. All three of them. They all went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah, they all went to KS.
That's wild.
Class of 03.
Anuhea and Kimi at the Blue Note.
Oh my gosh.
The Blue Note. Oh my gosh. No. The Blue Note is so good.
Because Anuhea, I don't know, my mom just always put it on the radio back home when I was little. Be like, oh my God, driving through Hilo. Anuhea playing like maybe some Higher Than a Cloud.
Don't play. Just a simple love song, you know.
Next time I'm gonna bust on my ukulele, you guys.
No, okay, so next time. Yeah, open mic. We're gonna bring Micah and McKenna and Lilo over here. Just start jamming.
Just do it. But, okay, honestly, favorite song of all time, Loves and Melody, Caleb Kilanui, Kimi A Minor.
Yep.
So good. So yep. good.
That's Damn, you guys so are putting good. Me. I'm like, let That's me put it. Me
That's
on.
So good.
Loves and Melody.
So, guys, we're going to be airdropping our playlist after this.
So, it sounds like everyone, obviously, we've had our struggles with the school. Let's be honest, they're not perfect. But, you know, in these chaotic times and, like I said, mountainous terrains, is there any place or things that you guys do where you guys find comfort or solace in to kind of keep you going? And to follow up with that question, it's so easy to give up given all the reasons we all just named, but why don't you?
I can speak on why I don't give up because I feel like we all have a similar answer. It's my family. More importantly, my parents. Even though she don't like hearing it, I am here because of my mom and like my dad. She always tells me, she's like, Rhea, if it's too hard, just come back home, girl. Like, it's okay. I'm like, no, girl, I need to stay here. Like, yeah. I need to go through this because I want to make them proud. And also myself, but honestly, yeah, my parents are the biggest reason. And a place that has been home for me is honestly Pia. Ever since I was a freshman, I swear the second day I was on this campus, I met Naya. Biggest mistake ever putting us two together because guess who's vice president pres now? But for real, and honestly, like, just meeting them through a club and then kind of making that relationship into more of a family type of thing. Like, how many times a week do I invite y'all to that dang apartment of mine? Like, a bit too much.
So many
Let
times.
Me stop sending out the invites,
not
actually.
Enough, really.
Not, you know.
I don't think so.
But no, for real, like, cooking dinners for us, like, after like practices and meetings and everything, like, it's just Pia is literally the most important thing for OSU, like, from OSU to me. I really mean that up and down because that is the reason I'm staying here. Because I just need to be around my people and I need to be around like-minded people and the same type of, the same backgrounds and morals as I do, kind of. And so, yeah, Pia. Just Pia all the way, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I love Pia. I just find so much comfort in, like, just being in a space where everyone looks like me. Just because I walk around campus and I look around and I'm like, wow, I have curly hair. Wow. Yeah, Pia is just like, I love Pia. Next.
Yeah, not gonna lie, like literally like the first few weeks that I was on campus, I would see people, I'm like, they kind of look like me. Like, I should ask them where they're from or like what their background is. Like, that's how I met like Tihani guys. I think I was like, I was inside the, I think I was inside of like one of the dining halls. I just walk in and I'm like, Aloha Collection bag, long hula hair.
Aloha Collection. Mm,
I know, Aloha Collection. Aloha. We love them. I was like,
come here.
Hey girl, where are you from? Oh, Hawaii, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I can tell. And then you go, where'd you grad? And then from there, it's just like, yep. And yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. For me, I mean, like everybody said.
No, you do not have to say, I'm going to say right now, you don't have to say Pia. Like, you do not have to say Pia. I promise you can say whatever you want.
I guess they're sort of cool. I don't know, maybe.
Fuck
like,
off.
canceled. No, I definitely find the community in, especially working at the APCC. It's definitely a blessing. Yeah, getting to work with all of these amazing people and getting to meet so many more amazing people, getting to watch McKenna dominate at the APCC volleyball tournament.
MVP.
You had to be there.
Yeah, MVP. We had, you know, Pia champions this year. It was truly so fun.
That undefeated, I might add.
I also might add, we've never practiced ever.
Never.
You know.
I just showed up and we won.
Yeah. Maybe they have straight a point genetics, using us for athletics. Real. You know, maybe they do have a point.
Like, damn, that goes against everything we just said.
Yeah, damn. Gosh, these stereotypes are just too good. Gosh, but no, I definitely find so much joy in being a part of these communities. And I mean, I'm also like, sometimes I just need time for myself. I turn on that JBL speaker. I blast this 56-hour long playlist in my room. I'm just like, I want to go home. And then fine. But like, after that, it's fine.
Sometimes you just got to cry it out.
Yeah, you just need to cry it out. Maybe make some, you know, Kula pig or whatever I'm craving.
I'm hearing a potluck. Is
that what you're hearing?
Yeah, guys. Slow down. Slow
down. Help you, anybody?
Let's do it. Like, we'll figure out the details after. We don't want to get everybody invited to it.
Yeah. We don't want to make you guys hungry.
Where do you find comfort? And you don't have to say Pia.
Don't worry. I won't.
I wasn't going to, actually.
Whoa.
I feel like I'm pretty lucky in a lot of ways of just, like, the certain experiences I've had and the people I've met along the way. And so, yeah, I find comfort in, you know, the Ina house where I work at with, and, you know, now also the APCC. If I met the staff, at first I thought they were very, you know, unapproachable. Last year's staff. I know all you guys know. Okay. And then,
let me just note, the other week, Falon was like, I don't know you that well anymore. I don't know you that well. I just met you. I'm like,
no, Falon just acts like he don't know nobody, so whatever.
But I know a lot of people. But yeah, anyways, yeah, so like the culture centers, especially, yeah, the Ina House is one of the first places that, or first culture centers that brought me comfort. The LSAMP room, Pia Manners as well, which is the Minorities in Agriculture Club. And just like everybody I've met along the way, like their home, it's just like being around the people wherever they are, that's where I find comfort, you know. And sort of like the ways I like coped with homesickness prior to that was like, you know, I would always call my parents at least once or twice a week. You know, the weekend was our time. We FaceTime mm-hmm. for like hours, you know, just talking about my day, my week, or like, you know, just so that. And I feel like I've built a closer bond actually with my parents that way. Like, we started saying I love you, which is something that is you know, you didn't really grow up saying, like, you know, I love you was just, you know,
like,
here's your food, you know, like, or like if you just had a good day in general, that's your parents' way of saying I love you, you know?
Yeah.
And and just like doing the stuff like Moni, like, you know, just playing the PI music, you know, like I'd be like jamming to Chamorro music while I'm cleaning, you know, like just that's like one of the good memories I have. Like once I wake up and I hear Chamorro music playing, gosh, it's a cleaning day.
Mm-hmm. It's the best day ever.
Yeah. Yep. And no, but like as the oldest child, no, it's not. Because I get majority of the work. And yeah, cooking, I'm so grateful for my cooking knowledge because like.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. Very grateful for that knowledge.
Yes, because like I am able to take like alternatives of what I'm used to and sort of like recreate our food from back home, even though it's not like authentic materials or ingredients. Like I'm still able to recreate a sense of home and at least the taste of like just brings you back, you know? Mm-hmm. And like I owe that all to my parents, my auntie Rit, and my great grandma who was like who owned the bakery back home. Like all of that experience I am grateful for and I'm thankful like, you know, that I have it to take with me here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Life
and
skills.
Share it with all of y'all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank skills, you.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Shout out to your family, Amen. Shout out to your loved ones. Similar to you guys, kind of just what Araya said, Mawani said, McKenna, you know, what it sounds like is home is not necessarily a place now. It's more so a feeling. And it's the feeling that you get from people who remind you of home. It's the feeling that you get from the music that you listen to, from the food that you eat, that just reminds you of the places that you came from, the places that built you. And I feel like that's what's really kept me kind of going here. Because if it wasn't for my involvement with PIA or just my involvement with PI students, period, working at the APCC, I never saw myself here. I really was like similar to Phil, and I was like, I'm gonna just keep my head down, get through school, get that degree, and I'm gone. But then it was like all of a sudden I'm a part of like three different things. I'm here on a freaking podcast, bro. Like, what are you talking about? This is crazy. I never saw myself in these places. But I think like I find comfort in being Pacific Islander and like just fully encompassing my identity and being able to share it with people and being proud. Because I'm so proud to be Pacific Islander. When I'm home, I'm like, you know, it just feels so good to finally be myself and to like not feel bad about it. And then like, why don't I give up? Obviously, I don't give up because of my family. I mean, they're the reason why I'm here. And I feel like being here at school, I mean, sometimes when you leave home, you kind of have that feeling of like, damn, I'm being so selfish. Like, I'm leaving everyone else here. But then when you think about it, it's really the most selfless act you can do. You're going through all of this, not for yourself, but for your family. Or, I mean, I don't know if it's different for everyone else, but that's how I feel. Like, the only reason I'm here, if it was up to me, I would have been quit all alone. But it's when I look at these pictures of my moms, when I look at these pictures of my siblings, when I look at these pictures of my grandma, and I'm like, nah, like, they sacrificed too much for me to not be anything short of successful and amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm so grateful for everything they've instilled in me to be here. I'm so grateful for my identity. Like, I'm so grateful for being born Pacific Islander. I couldn't imagine anything else. Yes. Yes. Like, I just feel like we're so goated for that. And I might be biased.
No, exactly.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm sitting at. So yeah, you guys kind of keep me going. Just looking at your guys' faces right now, like, you guys are getting me so excited. I've been telling everyone this week, I'm like, I'm in an academic funk. I'm going in a downward spiral. Like, it's getting worse. But then like, I'm around you guys and I'm like, nah, like,
I'm gonna go do that homework.
I'd rather, like, we're in it together. We're in it together. Like, I'm not here alone.
Will be an academic weapon tonight.
Yeah. Like, academic weapon, let's go.
I go home and I just cook and go to bed.
Yeah.
For real.
No.
I'm glued to my couch. I barely go into my room because I just, like, put on the TV and, go, like, hit the couch and boom.
Bro, I love a good couch
wake up.
Nap.
I take a small, like, close my eyes and then boom, it's morning. I'm like,
what happened to all your homework?
For real.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm like, damn, like, what are the chances? Like, how lucky am I that I get to wake up and I get to be Native Hawaiian and I get to be a part of the PI community and I get to be at OSU and, like, when I'm home, like, and that I was born on a small island in the middle of, like, the ocean, 2,000 miles away from any other piece of land. And it's just, like, what are the chances that I get to have this amazing life? And it's, yeah, it's like that, I can't fuck this up. Like, this, I only get one shot. Like, I have to do it. But I mean, yeah, just do it.
Just
Nike.
Do it.
Just do it.
Just do
and
it.
You know what? It's easy to look around and be like, oh, people are so, like, privileged to just be here and, like, not have to pay to school. But it's like, it is a privilege to be Pacific Islander and to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, we earned this spot. We deserve to be here. And
take
I feel like,
space.
Yeah, take up all the space that you want. Because I used to be like, no, I don't want to do this. This might be too much. Like, I don't want to mess up. No, we weren't built to be small or to be confined into boxes, okay? Mm-hmm. We built the box. Okay, but anyways, we can jump into the next question. So are there any values in our culture or upbringing that have influenced who we are today? And if so, how does this play into our student life?
I think, like, the concept of kahiao, like giving, not expecting anything in return, has a large impact on my life. especially here in Oregon. Like, I be giving, you guys, like, all my friends. I'm going to give. Like, that's just the kind of person I am. And obviously, I'm going to, like, want to make a little something in return. But but our relations are transactional. I'm taking communications right now. Our relations are transactional. Like, that's the thing. And I don't know, just loving one another.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, I, you know, grew up in Hawaiian immersion, so, like, a lot of these values that we're taught are not so much as, like, values, but I would like the word, like, lessons more. Like, they're olalo no eao, which is, like, hidden meanings and stuff. And, like, the first one that comes to mind is, like, aole pauka ike kahalo ho'okahi, which is your knowledge is not, like, fulfilled or done just in, like, the first class or, like, in the first halau. You know, we're forever students. Like, everybody's a lifelong student, and we still have much to learn. And not just in, like, the sense of, like, damn, I just got my high school diploma. Like, that's it. No, like, not just in the academic sense, but also in, like, I learned so much from my family, from my friends, from my teachers, from my peers and my coworkers. Like, there's still so much more that I can learn. And it's just, like, a don't forget that, you know, even if you're not, you might not know everything, like, you still have the opportunity to learn so much more and to make yourself and make a name for yourself. And just the idea that, you know, it doesn't just stop at me, but, like, not just what I can, like McKenna said, like, it's transactional. It's not just what I receive, but it's also what I can give and how I can also help others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very much, like, aloha ke kahi, ke kahi, like, love one another.
Oh, we just grew up with that, so.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit of a, you know, tutu pukui kind of action, mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. I guess some values, I guess, was, like, community. That is a yeah. big thing, mm-hmm. especially in my family. My grandma, despite, you know, like, just doing her own her businesses, was, like, just to be providing for her family. But it was always, like, some aspect to it is always giving back to the community. And, you know, mm-hmm. because we're all, like, in a later down in the line, we're all gonna somehow, like, be supporting each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we had, like, mm-hmm. some major storms a few years back, you know, and then everything was just all wiped down. So a lot of people lost their houses, you know, but, like, the next morning when the calm after the storm, everybody woke up and everybody just got to work. We all, you know, all the neighbors were helping you. And it didn't matter too whether or not you're PI, you know, it was like the mm-hmm. Filipinos, Chinese, we were all helping each other. That's what I like envision when I think about community. And that's also another thing that kind of like I wasn't expecting it coming here to OSU is like the community and like the margins with like other communities. Like there's mm-hmm. like I understand like, you know, appreciating diversity and our uniqueness of cultures and every like, you know, and all that. But like sometimes it's like it feels like we're so divided. Like there's mm-hmm. no integration or what, like there's yeah. no like overlap, and like I feel like that really sets up some boundaries that we don't like necessarily need, and we kinda need to like push down in order to move better like forward and like for the better of the community mm-hmm. like as a whole OSU community, like, you know, I like mm-hmm. I just like that's just like we like no, something yeah. I think about
100%
and definitely yeah just like always like giving more than you have is something that yeah again my like from my family, like I appreciated like all the like lessons and knowledge that they taught me, so like yeah the just continuously giving back, because like first year I didn't stay in the dorm, so I was the only one out of my friend group that had an apartment, so they would mm-hmm. I would always like they wouldn't just invite themselves, I would always invite them to come whenever they want anybody mm-hmm. that I met, like always come to my house and we would have dinner, like but I was poor as shit, like, you know,
yeah, right.
I like and still got the meal, you know, on the table.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not only that, I make a whole ass buffet. Yep. You know,
$5 meal.
Yeah, the table will be filled up with food, and the only like thing I want in return is just like seeing everybody's faces and the comfort of like, you know, enjoying the food and just like being there together is like what I like to do. You know, mm-hmm. I grew up like. Like my mindset right now, like I like being a provider, and like I wanna, you know, be there and put stuff on the table, literally, to, you know.
Yep. That's yeah. that love language.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear like, that? 100%. Hey, hubby alert!
Come get you.
This, Furlon is single, and he's trying cook. To cook for he you. Cook, he cooks. He cleans.
So good. Somebody take me to Cupid's ball. Open shout invitation. Out, shout out, shout out. I feel like I would say yes to the first person that asked me.
Dang. For long, let's have the some standards first person, as well, though. The
first person. Oh, my goodness.
Nah, just playing. I have standards.
Right. Very high.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Miss Araya, values, lessons, love.
Very important values. Yeah, like you guys said, community, but also just to shine light on something very different that I think we all can understand is our work ethic goes crazy. I will not lie. I just know, like, I don't know. At my job now is I work at like an on campus, like at the store Cascadia. Girl,
oh, in my dorm.
If you know me, you know I'm there. But like they just like cannot believe their eyes that I just do the job and I have like a smile on my face or like yeah. I'll right? ask like what else is there to do, girl? Cause is this it? And then yeah. I don't know. Like I immediately got like I'm already promoted and I've only been working there for a year mm-hmm. and now I'm like a training assistant and I was like. Dang, like our work ethic is so beautiful. And like I'd be talking to the other PI here at OSU and I'm like, why has everyone got like 3, 4, 5, 10 jobs and like and still got a million classes and like can yep. just keep up with it
and
like
club
that.
Involvement.
And like, club involvement. Yep. Like why are all my and officers volleyball. Working to the bone every day? Like mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for our work ethic and like I just think that's so important because if we don't work, girl, like we don't have time to just yep. stop and just obviously, we be enjoying the flowers a couple times during the day, but we also need to go to that job after. Like, how about that job, though? Like, we have to focus, like, not like that's, like, work is all of it, but our work ethic goes for everything that we do. Like, we're here on a podcast. Girl, like, maybe just for, like, I'm not saying this for everyone, but for me personally, I would never expect to be a VP of a club, like, in college, but I treat this like my job. Like, I'm here like my job. Mm-hmm. If I get a call about this at 12 a.m., girl, hello? Yeah, I'll do it right now.
No, I text Araya at 1 a.m. about some club stuff, and she's like, on it right
on
now.
It. I don't care. Okay, I'll get it done.
Can you be there to talk to some high school students?
Girl, she said, actually,
I was like, actually, I have work. But hey, I'm just very grateful for our sense of community as well. But yeah, our work ethic. Mm-hmm. But really love you guys, crazy. For real.
It's like we gotta stay busy, but like at the same time, you just want to be lazy at the same time.
No,
it's such a fine line between couch potato and just work.
Yeah.
Like I understand that. Like you know, like I have like my manager at my old like my first freshman year. I worked at a cafe, mm-hmm. and like I'd just be doing stuff. You know,
like,
I'd be
picking
up all the extra shifts. I'd be like on top of everything. I clean at all. So deeply, like, you know, and like I just like stayed on top of everything, mm-hmm. and then my boss would be like, wow, like, you know, like
you're the best worker ever.
I know. Like, you know,
I'm like, no, I'm just PI, but like
I'm sure.
just in my blood, but
yeah, you know, like chill. I'm just like, no, I got you don't understand. Yeah. I need to do this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then your mom will be like, that's not enough.
No, exactly.
No, she'd be jealous. She'd be like, oh, so you can go clean the cafe.
But you
can't
clean the seat. Like, wow, I see how it is.
This is at your friend's house, but how about home? I'm like,
no, because literally.
It's just different.
No, literally. I'm like, okay, bye, mom. I'm going to go work on the boat. She's like, okay, but like, you have chores at home. I'm like,
no.
Oh.
Needless to say, I think we are some hard workers. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our parents who like kind of low-key forced us to be that way.
Yeah. Swear all
like,
your family mom.
Thank you, but no, thank you.
All the side hustles, you know.
Literally. And then our last question is, if you could give one piece of advice to a student that is listening right now, PI or not, but definitely on the margins, what would that be? I mean, given the experience that you had, we've had someone that's been here for a term, we've had someone that's been here for like 3, someone that's been here for like their second year. I mean, what do you wish that you could have told someone that you would have wanted to know yourself?
This is something that I live by, okay? It is a Chamorro phrase. It's like, Fenhonge Yatasi, you know, trust the ocean. You know, like, you know, the ocean is like an unpredictable space, right? It's like one of the most dangerous bodies of water on Earth. You know, like sometimes you get hit by a wave and like in the moment, like you feel like you're drowning. But like the ocean has a purpose, you know, it guided our ancestors to where we are now. And so like trust the waters that, you know, that guided us on our journeys. And like, that's what I'm going to do is just like trust the journey. And like whether push comes to shove, like I know what, like I'll be able to handle it. Sorry that the English is not good. But yeah, so whether or not you feel like you're drowning, but like just, you know, trust the process, because like maybe that wave was just pushing you like into a better direction, you know, mm-hmm. like you were going the wrong way. This wave came and it sucks. You probably got spiraled into depression or whatnot, but like you gotta you gotta ride out the wave. You know, you gotta let it calm before you don't fight it.
Embrace it.
You know, yeah, just let it in. Mm-hmm. And then boom, probably pushed you to, for lack of better words, an island.
Honestly, like mine is very similar to Furlan's. I won't lie. It's like, my favorite saying is good things take time, because I am also a very, very much person, like, if I'm in a bad, girl, I'm done forever. Like, I will never get better. But it's like, I need to remember that good things take time. College is hard. I know. If we need to really get into it on our own time, text me, because, girl, I know college is hard. Just be patient. Be patient with college. Be patient with yourself. It's important to understand you are doing beautiful things, incredible things that everyone is proud of you for. And just remember that you're strong. And, yeah, the end of the world will never come right now. Like, college is not the end of the world. Like, you just experience all the experiences you can. That's very important. And just remember, good things take time, period.
I think one of mine is just to put yourself out there and not being afraid to do it, because, coming into OSU as a freshman, like, we're all looking for our community. We're all new kids. Like, we all need friends. And to do that, you just gotta, like, put yourself out there. Like, I would have never been on this podcast if I did not go to that first PO meeting, right? and, like, I would not be having this much fun in college if I didn't, like, join volleyball club or stuff like that. And I just think doing what you want to do and not being afraid to do it is just a very good thing. Just make a lot of friends and join communities. And
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think, this doesn't just apply to those that are, like, you know, out of state, but being homesick is not the end of the world. I promise you. Like, it is a part of the process. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through it. It happens to everyone. It happens to me every term for about, I would say, 10 weeks every term. the whole term. But it's a part of the process. Like, everybody goes through it. And you have to remember, like, you aren't the only one that's going through this. You know, like McKenna said, the most important part, or, like, what I think was the most important part, is finding that community. And we've reiterated this throughout the whole, you know, podcast. But it really is the truth. And, like, cannot stress this enough, is find that community, because I promise you there's 100% at least one person at this whole school that is going through exactly what you're feeling right now. And not just the homesickness, but also, like, the family sickness and the culture sickness, and just missing all of these important parts of your identity. Like, 100% there's other people out there, and finding those people and being like, hey, I'm also homesick too. Do you want to, like, listen to some reggae music or, like, cook some food or whatever? Like, it really helps you get through it. I know Furlan's nodding his head about cooking food. And, yep, see, what did I tell you guys? We just found people that are food sick right now, so.
Mm-hmm. Food is my love language. I promise you.
Cupid ball, guys. Don't forget.
You gain 20 pounds by the end of the year.
What are you trying to say?
Macros.
Naya, what's your answer?
So if I could give one piece of advice to any student listening right now, it would definitely be kind of similar to what everyone said, is to trust the process. Moani said this in the beginning, where she was like, I mean, I kind of had to get over it. I was going to be here for the next 4 years. And then, I mean, now that I'm a junior, like, I'm upperclassman. This is kind of like, I don't know how to feel about it. But it's like, at first I used to be like, dang, I got 4 years, I got to be here. But now it's like, oh my gosh, like, I only have 1 year left. Like, this is kind of crazy. And I feel like time has, like, it's flew so fast. But I think the only thing that's been really helping me in doing that is just trusting in the process, and trusting that everything will go well, and that, you know, I deserve to be here. Trusting in people around me, trusting in my community, most importantly, trusting in myself that, like I said, I deserve to be here. I think imposter syndrome is so real. It's so easy to look around and think, like, oh my goodness, like, these are some geniuses. Like, when I listen to everyone else's majors, I'm like, whoa, you, wow. I was like, I can't complain for shit. But it's like, you know what? Everyone's on their own personal journey. And, like, the process gonna happen with or without you. So just embrace it, because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful journey. And life is what you make it. So make it beautiful. Yep. Make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love, not war.
Yes, to right love there. Is to love is to love. Quotation love without marks. Receive me.
Overall, tweet it. We get it. We just get it. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, If you listen to this, please join Pacific Islander Association's Pacifica Fest this year. It's in the spring, May 11th, 2024, Saturday. Tanel might come. Okay, actually, cut that out. I don't want to promise people stuff. But hey.
It's pre-Mother's Day. Bring your mother.
Bring your mother. What a beautiful gift.
Bring him a kohinoos.
But other than that, I just want to thank you all for being here with us today. Or, listening to us today, listening to this lives of the PI students here and the experiences that we go through. I hope that we can meet you guys on campus. You guys can get our autographs. we hope you guys are able to gain something from this. And hopefully can help you guys as you guys navigate your guys' educational journey. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we'll catch you on the next season. Wait, is it the next season? Fuck no.
It's the next episode.
Episode. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next ep.
Actually, no. Why did I say that?
She was already saying, lower down my volume for speaking loud. So, yeah. Chihu.